The fifth quarter.
They knew they had to get it forward. Goats would be best advised just to go back and soak up all the time, and he'll probably kick after the siren, and his team are going to have 4 points in the bank, and they're going to be a crucial 4 points too. Two mid-table teams. Dragons win. The margin is now the discussion point. Will it be 9 or 4? Goats, 40 metres out. A floater has missed to the left. Anticlimax as Goats puts it through for a behind. But it's a four-point Dragon win. They pick up their third victory of the season. And Leopold will stay in the bottom half of the ladder as they fall to 1 and 4. The final score here at High Sushi Oval. It's Bell Park 12-12-84. Leopold 11-14-80. And in the experts chair, Matt Kershaw joins us this afternoon. Kersh, for Wilson's Real Estate. The Dragons, they pull one out of the fire after trailing by 20.
They did, but geez, to Leopold's credit, they didn't give in, did they? They kept coming, and they gave themselves an opportunity to almost win the game of footy. They had to roll the dice then. They pressed up. They all surged forward of the ball, which they had to. So to Bell Park's credit, they had momentum swings. To Leopold's credit, they reversed it, and they got their own momentum swings. And in the end, it was just a really good game of footy. I mean, there's a lot of stoppages. That's due to the weather. But, geez, I tell you what, the Ruckman will sleep well tonight. They battled their hearts out all day. Yeah, credit to both teams.
Josh Conway's just working his way through the throng of players who were greeting each other post-game. It was a cracking game of footy, one of the games of the year so far, and definitely the best one we've seen for APCO Cafe 24-7 on GFL Match of the Day on K-Rock. And Buzz is just waiting to have a chat with a couple of the victorious Dragons down there. Buzz, you're down among the throng.
Just let them do the formalities. Kingy, we'll grab Ben Lloyd if we can.
Awesome. Boy,
congratulations, mate. Bit of a heart stopper.
Yeah, I know. It's a good win to get Pato and Jack O'Shea's going down in the first half, so great win. Battled out well.
Yeah, what did you feel like you needed to do at three-quarter time? And it got out beyond three goals at the start of the last as well. What was the message at three-quarter time?
We felt like we had them when we got them over the back, so we beat them on the inside and then got it out the back. We thought our forwards had the upper hand all day. So,
and a nice goal from you, just about where we're standing here, mate.
Yeah, it was nice to get on the scoreboard, get forward.
Good stuff. Congratulations.
He's been good, Ben Lloyd, so far through season 2021. GFL Coaches Team of the Year later in the year will be one name that I suspect will show up, and I think we go back down to Josh Conway's with one of the Dragons.
Yeah, I've got Christian Bucksmith alongside me. Christian, congratulations, mate. How nervy were you there getting late into the game?
Yeah, I was pretty nervous, especially being in the ruck there. I thought he was going to get over the top of us and kick one more, but no, he held on. It's a good win. Yeah.
And what about your own performance, mate? Got on the scoreboard today and clumped a few marks. Feel like you played all right?
Yeah, it was tough slog in there wet, but no, it's good to hit the scoreboard and good win. So,
how have you adjusted to the competition and to Bell Park, mate?
It's a good club, good place to be, good win. So, get in there and enjoy it.
Go and do that.
Christian Bucksmith there, good work by Buzz. We'll get the Dragons song and then we'll hear from both coaches post-game and also one of the victorious Dragons as well. But it might be an opportune time to go around the grounds for Leopold Sportsman's Club. Leopold Sporties, your complete family venue, Kensington Road in Leopold. GDFL, you're keeping an eye on those scores this afternoon, Jase.
Yes, round 6 this afternoon. One game to come tonight, Geelong Western Cry, starting at 5:30 shortly. Anarchy 2-6-18, Inverleigh 32-20-212.
Wow.
East Geelong 29-14-188. Biggest win for the Eagles in a very long time. Winch 5-8-38.
How many did Hugh Menzies kick, do you reckon, after 7 last week?
Yes, he plays better than his dad by the sounds of it. North Geelong 21-14-140. defeated Belmont 15-6-96 by 44 points.
Here's the Bell Park song. Bell Park with the victory, 12-12-84, Leopold 11-14-80.
The fifth quarter.